In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to admit, most of what I know about sheep and shepherds comes from the Bible. It is one of the most enduring images we have of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Good Shepherd, willing to lay down his life to defend and protect his flock. I know that sheep are herd animals, which group together for safety and protection. I know that being a shepherd is more than a job, it is a vocation, a calling. Shepherds are required to spend countless hours watching over their flock, guiding them to green pastures, leading them to still waters. If a lamb is injured, it is the shepherd who takes the lamb on their shoulders and carries them to safety. No predator can scare away a shepherd from their flock. No storm, no matter how hard the winds blow, the rains pour, and the lightning cracks, can drive the faithful shepherd from their flock. Now, I do not personally know any shepherds. Maybe some of you do. And I do not see many sheep on my daily commute. These are not part of my daily experience. But I have, however, seen shepherds in action, seen large flocks of sheep firsthand. I have been lucky enough in my life to have traveled to Scotland. It is where one side of my family hails from. If any of you have been fortunate enough to visit those places where your heritage comes from, you know that those places can stir something in you. It is as if they resonate with something deep in your DNA, an echo of a memory passed on to us from our ancestors. In Scotland, it is not odd at all to see flocks of sheep grazing in the highlands. It is natural to find sheep on those hills of grass and heather, those flocks slowly making their way across the countryside like little clouds on the land. I can tell you something that does not look natural, and that is to see one sheep on its own in the countryside. Again, I have little to no real-world experience or knowledge about sheep. But I know this, I know they are not meant to be alone, to be separated and isolated. To see that can stir something in you, a faint echo of a memory passed down. We know that they need protecting. We know that they belong in a flock. A natural urge can easily rise up, wanting to seek that lost sheep out and bring it safely back into the fold. This is one of the reasons why I think that today's reading from the Gospel of Luke can be so powerful. Despite how far removed the majority of us might be in our modern lives from something like shepherding, the image of it still evokes something in us. It can still stir something in our DNA. It is one of those memories that have been passed down to us from our shared past. I know what it feels like to be lost, what it means to be lost. I know the power that sin has, how it can separate us from one another, remove us from the flock. Sin has the power to isolate us, to leave us feeling alone and abandoned. I think this is one of the strongest holds that sin has over us. The ability to create the illusion that we are alone, that we are isolated. The image of Jesus sitting down and eating with sinners is a powerful one. He would not let what others said keep him from breaking bread with sinners. That simple act of hospitality carried with it an enormous abundance of grace. an equally powerful image is of all those people alone before Jesus invited them to his table. All of those people lost. Those people having no one who is willing to share a meal with them. No one able to see past the things they had done and said. No one who would rejoice when they were saved and returned to the flock. Jesus did more than share a meal with those people. He showed the world that all are worthy to be saved. All are worthy to be sought out and rescued. That when even one lost soul is brought home, heaven will rejoice. We are taught today that as long as we are lost, as long as we are separated, God continues to seek us out. God continues ceaselessly, endlessly, to search for us. When we are lost and we find ourselves alone in the wilderness of sin, separated from our flock because of our anger towards others or shame we feel for what we have done, that can feel like an eternal separation. But our sin is not eternal. Our separation is not forever. Because Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, continues to search for us without ceasing. Jesus Christ continues to search for every lost soul and does not stop until they have been brought safely home. And all that anger and all that shame is driven away by his mercy. It seems appropriate that we are reminded of this lesson on this day. It is hard not to think about the events that took place 15 years ago. Almost every news outlet has been producing stories and interviews and retrospectives on the events of September 11th, 2001. Today, of all days, we need to hear the words of Jesus Christ, that despite the evils humanity visits upon itself, despite the sins we inflict on ourselves and on our fellow human beings, despite the wilderness of sin we may find ourselves in, feeling lost to fear and anger and hate, despite how it can feel like it will never change, Jesus Christ continues to search for us. Jesus Christ continues to seek each and every one of us out, searching for all of humanity. We need to be reminded that there is a beacon of light, a beacon of hope that burns bright and eternal in the face of all human sin. September 11th was one of those events that changed and shaped a generation. It was one of those events that any person alive at that time can tell you the moment they found out what had happened. From that point on, those events would shape the life of that generation. We can never forget that there was another event that changed the world, an event that has shaped every generation to come after it. We must never forget the eternal Word of God was made flesh in Jesus Christ, that he came to save the world, that he sat down and ate with sinners so that they might know that they were worthy of redemption, that he sacrificed his life for us all so that we might know salvation. We must never forget that this world is not lost, for we have a good shepherd, and he will not stop searching until every soul is brought safely home, and the heavens will rejoice on that day for all eternity. Amen.